up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Yesterday's traffic collision that caused northbound PCH to be closed for several hours was a fatality involving a motorcycle. We're waiting on more details to report on that. Meanwhile, in further support of PCH safety, bicyclists plan to wheel down to City Hall this evening for a peaceful rally to demonstrate their numbers and their outrage. They want to see Laguna Beach make a priority of street safety improvements for cyclists and those on foot. Among those expected to join the demonstration is the widow of local cyclist John Greg Colvin. He was fatally injured in an accident with a car last month near Emerald Bay. The decision about which urban planner will help shape the guidelines for future developments in downtown Laguna Beach and along Laguna Canyon Road comes down to the wire tonight. The city council is expected to choose one of two finalists, San Diego-based MIG or Los Angeles-based Sargent Town Planning. The two firms made their pitch with proposals at a public forum in April. Each team made a case for their ability to assist residents and planners in determining a vision for the city. Then a vocal majority among the public favored Sargent. But according to the agenda for tonight's meeting, a selection committee, after reference checks and follow-up meetings, are backing MIG. Should be a dramatic finish. The band that popularized surf rock, the Beach Boys, will perform September 27th in the Festival of the Arts Amphitheater in Laguna Beach. Look, we're in our own news. The show will be the first rock concert on the grounds in 12 years, and it's the second music festival organized by our radio station, KX93.5. We will benefit four other nonprofits. Two other bands will open for the headliner, that is Say Say and 133. And local filmmaker Greg McGillivray's surf film, Five Summer Stories, will screen, serving as the backdrop for the show. Last year's more casual event that required fans to bring their own seats to hear several acts drew rave reviews in a crowd of 1,200. We predict a sellout crowd this year, 2,600 in Irvine Bowl. Tickets start at $45, and they go on sale to radio station members this morning at 10 o'clock, and you will hear plenty more about that. Police say they closed down the parking lots of Aliso Beach the last Saturday's drum circle because of an unusually large predicted turnout and to maintain public safety for those who live in the area, those at the event, and those on the beach. If police thought the closure would discourage attendance, they were wrong. Organizers criticized the decision to preemptively close lots. It pushed more people to park on Coast Highway and walk in darkness along a risky stretch of highway after the drumming concluded. Another contestant joins the horse race for Laguna Beach's city council in November. Declaring himself a candidate on Monday is Paul Merritt, a professional trustee. He came to prominence last fall when he began collecting signatures to qualify the village entrance as a ballot referendum. He joins a field that includes Rob Zersmead, Michelle Hall, and John Madison. Three seats are up for re-election. Of the incumbents, Mayor Elizabeth Pearson has bowed out. Kelly Boyd plans to run again, and only Tony Eisman is yet undecided. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX at One Laguna.